Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. This is the second time where I'm going to try to go back through Starless. Yeah, we fucked up. Did the whole thing. Didn't even fucking record it. Okay, so this gets a little crazy, and I know what's gonna happen, and it's a direct ending, so we're just gonna end it on that. And then pick it up directly back at the choice, which of course that's what you'll use to make the next part of the game appear, so we can actually get to a complete ending and get all the keys. But for now, let's go through the rest of we're gonna go through the rest of Makiko's ending, I believe. Whatever. Well, he looks happy at least. I bet he passed on in absolute bliss. I don't know where she's looking. His face is frozen in a look of absolute pain and terror. He probably suffered up until the very end. Good night, and may you rest in peace. Can I get someone to clean this up for me? She walks away casually like nothing ever happened. After relieving herself and draining Hiroyuki of all his energy, the mistress returns to the stage with a glowing look of satisfaction. She just gets back in time to see the men masturbating around Mikiko. I said Mikiko. About to come. Ha! 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 Kyochi is the first to feel his orgasm coming on. I'm coming! I'm coming! No. Take my semen! He gives some last ferocious strokes before shooting cum from his cock. Ah, it's so hot. He covers her face and armpits with his white cum. She's gonna get drenched at the end of this now, folks. I hope you know. Ah, Master Kyochi's cum. There's so much of it. A look of rapture comes over as Kyochi finishes spraying her face with cum. This smell, I love this smell. I could come just from smelling it. I want everyone else's cum too. Cover me with your smelly semen. Inspired by her words, the other men follow Kyochi's example and start jacking off even harder. I'm coming too. I'm going to cover your pits in my dirty cum. The old man rubs the head of his cock against her armpit and shoots his juice all over her armpit hair. I love coming in pits. If you like my dirty pits, you can come in them as much as you want. He fires his old yellowed cum all across her armpits and face. Ah, my face and pits are covered with your cum. He has her covered in semen from her head down to her chest, filling the stage with musty scent of cum. You gave all this thick cum just for me? I'm so happy. Mikiko! Just then, one of the guys stroking his cock against one of her pits fires his load, too. His thick goo arches upwards and lands on her huge breasts. Ah, there's thick goo all over my breasts. It looks like a huge can of condensed milk has just been poured over her chest. Of course, any such illusion would be quickly destroyed by the putrid smell coming off of it. It's so warm. I'm next, Mikiko! Another man follows in immediate succession. Ah, there's more! They try to find a clean spot to dirty each time they fire a new string of cum. A good amount of it lands on her breasts and drips down to her cleavage. She's covered all the way down to her stomach. Even her belly button is full of cum. Both her hair and skin are all sticky with goo. Look at me. I'm covered in it. Your smelly cum is soaking into my skin. Oh god, she's covered in cum. She's so dirty, and I love it. He mutters with excitement as he jerks his skin back and forth over his cock. I'm coming! Oh, look at it fly. She's enamored with a thick cum flying her way. His spew of cum joins all the rest. Hold on. His spew of cum joins the rest all over her filthy body. As soon as one man finishes coming, there's another one ready to take his place. I can't let these guys show me up. Ah, here it comes, Mikiko. He lets loose with a huge batch of yellow semen. Eventually, they all finish up, and Mikiko is covered in the sticky proof of their lust. Mikiko is completely dazed by the smell of semen and the pleasure from being skewered by her huge cock. The semen coating her skin makes it look like she's still wearing a white wedding dress. Oof. Now the only one left who hasn't come yet is Makoto himself. Suddenly, the mistress gives me a push from behind. Go on, Sawatari. You're the only one left. What? She pushes me up on stage naked and with an erection from seeing the lewd show given by my future wife. You must have a bad memory. I already told you that you'd be participating in the celebratory cum shower. Wow. Oh, man. She forces me in front of Mikiko. Mikiko. The mistress suddenly reaches around from behind me and grabs my member. Gah! Well, I mean, the mistress is jacking him off. That's not something she normally does. Just pretend my hand is Mikiko's pussy and let it all out. She starts stroking me off. My back arches at the intense pleasure. I was so turned on from watching Mikiko for so long that my penis is incredibly sensitive. When the mistress immediately starts jacking it as hard as she is, it doesn't take long before I'm about to come. Treat my hand like it's a pussy and come. Spill your seed all over your bride. Ah, I'm gonna come. She's already covered with semen from so many other men that there's not a single spot left for you. You'll have to douse her in enough semen to drown it all out. I'm coming. As she whispers into my ear, the pleasure from the cock from my cock sends me over the edge and I launch my seed at Mikiko. Yes, here it comes, always the heavy shooter. Sawatari's covering me with his burning magma. I muster everything I have to cover with every last drop. I spent all my energy coming. Hee hee hee, what a lovely semen wedding dress, if you say so. That about does it for the outside. Now all we need to do is fill the inside and we'll have your wife completely marinated with cum. Is she a turkey? Okay, Makoto, time to fill your womb with your seed and let her know just how much you love her. Stringed alone by her words, Makoto starts pounding into Mikiko with increased intensity. Yeah, wait, if you come inside, I might get pregnant. I'm getting married today. I can't get pregnant on my wedding day. I know that, but I can't stop. Listen to this. She says, I can't believe I'm about to be impregnated by my son in front of the man I'm about to marry. Holy shit.
Oh,
By the way, I put drugs to force you to ovulate in the food you had today. If he comes inside you now, you most certainly get pregnant. Leave it to the mistress, always putting shit in the food. What? You'll be releasing an egg just in time to meet up with all Makoto's cum inside your womb. I can see it now, all of Makoto's little sperm fighting their way into your egg. The mistress teases her with a nasty grin. No! I'm coming! They're interrupted by Makoto's sudden outburst as he prepares to come inside her. Nope, not reading that. Then she's like, my son is filling my... Oh, man. Yeah, my son is filling my... I guess that's supposed to be pussy? With cum. I don't know. They just completely dropped the ball on that. I'm getting pregnant with my son's child? My fucking god, dude. That's like horrible fucking incest. Crazy fucking bullshit. Makoto fails his mother. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing, guys. I can't take this seriously. Because it's just so over the fucking top. It's like, okay, like a child's gonna impregnate the mother. That's like the craziest fucking redneck backwoods bullshit you ever heard. Like, is there probably a case for some bullshit like that happen? Yeah, and it's horrible. I mean, I don't fucking condone that. Holy fucking shit, dude. Japan's, freedom of expression law, man. They really don't give a shit as long as you censor the stuff. Remember, in Japan, all this is censored. I don't know about the dress she's wearing here, but all the penises are censored. And as long as they're censored, as long as they have mosaics, they're allowed to pretty much do it on whatever fucking thing they want. That's their rule. That's their laws. So they have obscenity laws. Like, any Japanese person possessing this image I have right now, they go to jail. And they have a very high incarceration rate in Japan. So, yeah. Mosaics are always enforced over there. But they could do any fucking kind of crazy shit they want as far as story is concerned. Makoto fills his mother with cum at such a ferocious pace that immediately starts spilling back out. Ah, look at all that cum, and on a day when she's fertile. The mistress watches dreamily as Makoto fills his own mother with his seed. Oh my god, it's just disgusting. And they really lay it on thick. It's like, it burns my womb and stuff with my son's cum. I mean, come on, we get it. It's like they're trying to exemplify it here. Exaggerated. Oh, it's my son. It's my son. Oh, hey, mommy. I mean, come on. It's like you're literally drunk. I can't believe my womb is full of... It's so fucking over the top. It's ridiculous. Listen to this. It's like, mommy, have my baby mommy. Come the fuck on, man. That's just... crazy, dude. And they, like I said, they're literally just exaggerating this shit to the point of just being silly. Makoto fastens his hips against hers and unleashes a seed. And of course, after it's all over, Mikiko is completely dazed like she's on another planet. She must have had multiple orgasms since Makoto was coming inside her. Makoto himself is barely conscious as well. Oh man, she's totally pregnant now. Pregnant by her own kid right in front of her husband. This is some wedding, alright. You gonna remember this one for the last few years you got, old man. I wish we could have watched her give birth, too. Man, it's some fucking sick old guys, right? The guys on stage talk amongst themselves about what they just witnessed. Sawatari, you are finished up here. Go back to the waiting room and get ready to leave. Huh? The mistress directs me off the stage. Ricardo loses consciousness and his penis falls out of Mikiko as he collapses on stage. The last bits of semen dribble out of his penis and make a little white puddle on stage. No! No! With his penis no longer blocking her pussy, she makes a desperate attempt to push the semen out of her. I don't want to be pregnant! Shit. Well, she screams in a frenzy as she tries to expel all of his seed. By the time she was finished, she lays a huge stinking puddle of white goo on stage. And Marie is so goddamn twisted. Oh no! What a waste of perfectly good semen! I thought making you pregnant with your son's child on your wedding day would make a lovely wedding gift. I guess you don't agree. Yeah, most people with the same fucking mind don't agree. It's like, normal people don't agree with that. Why would you ever? Something's wrong with her head. All that money and she can't go get a proper psychiatrist. No, she don't need a fucking brain examination. But don't worry, just have tons of sex with Salutari tonight, have him come inside you. You might get pregnant with his child instead. Salutari's sperm and Makoto's sperm will be fighting it out inside your womb in a fierce competition to fertilize your egg. Ah, I'm getting hot just thinking about it. Said no normal person ever. The men up on stage make their way down, and the show from hell, rightfully so, finally reaches a conclusion. My god, what a mess. The party comes to an end, and the guests start filing out. Mikiko and I join the mistress in seeing them out at the entrance hall. It was a wonderful party! I'm glad you enjoyed it. Please do come again. I'll definitely be coming to the next one. These parties are what I look forward to the most these days. I eagerly await your next visit. After we see the last guests out, the hall gets a lot quieter. Phew, it's finally over. Now that just leaves you two. Huh? There's a car already waiting outside for you. There's no reason for you to stay here any longer. It's time to leave. But this is so sudden. Mikiko just lost her husband and has no place to call home. If she loses her place here, she'll have nowhere to go. I mean, I guess we could use my apartment, but it's way too small to accommodate three people. You have nothing to worry about. I already have a new house set aside for you. It's nothing too fancy, but consider it my wedding gift. You know, she did say present, so I don't know why the fuck they didn't just say present. Cause like, you don't have to change present to gift. We know what a difference between a wedding gift and a wedding present is. Sometimes I wish I could have had access to the files in this game, the translation, you know, where he's like, oh, well, add this in, and this doesn't need to be here, and that doesn't need to be there, you know. Basically, I wish I had access to the rough
translation, the Japanese translation, back to English, and I could basically decipher all of it and put it in as, you know, close as possible. Sorry about that, folks. Allergies. But yeah, guys, I'm looking at this translation, and I really wish we'd gotten a better translation for Starless. I know it took forever to do it, but we need a better translation. I'd do it myself for free. Honestly, I would. I would do it for free. I would, like, literally sit down and, like, okay, guys, I'm fucking translating Starless. Give me all these goddamn files. I'm gonna get in here. I'm gonna fix this shit. And then they get somebody in there to take everything I've done, because all I'm gonna do is go in there and just translate the words back out. And then they go in there and they put it in a script, because I'm not fucking doing all that bullshit. They have somebody else they can hire to do that. But I will go in there and fucking retranslate, get the shit actually right. Well, this means this, and that means this, and this means that. Because I've even seen, like, some of the Japanese translations for the endings. And it doesn't say, like, bizarre. Like, it says bizarre marriage is one of them. But it says it's, like, a distorted marriage in Japan. It doesn't say, I think it says soiled bride in English, but it says defiled bride in Japanese. I'm like, dude, why don't we just get the accurate fucking translations for some of these? It's not that hard. It's translating English to English. It's not that you don't have to substitute words for other words. You can give us what the Japanese gave us. All you have to do is put it in legible English. Everything else can go the way it's meant to. You didn't have to go that far. It was nothing, really. You better get going. Don't want to keep the driver waiting. But shouldn't I say my goodbyes to everyone first? I at least want to talk to Mitarai before I go. I'm afraid that's not possible. Mitarai is still unconscious and Sachi is busy cleaning up. And you know what? Her name is not fucking Sachi. It's Yuki. How do you fuck that up? Her name is Yuki. Y-U-K-I-E. Yuki. It's not Sachi. What were they doing? Mitarai is right, but for some reason they figured Sachi. Sachi doesn't even fucking sound Japanese. Yuki does. Her name is Yuki. I'm not gonna call her Yuki, because it would take me a million fucking years of just every time I read a script, I'd have to say, oh, Yuki, you know, and of course that's it. So, I mean, Yuki. Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking do that, but yeah. It's just clearly kind of a butchered translation. It's really unfortunate. But don't worry about it. I'll make sure to tell them all goodbye for you. I give in and drop it. I hate to leave Mitarai without a word, but it doesn't seem like I have a choice in the matter. Just as we're all about to leave, Marisa and Mark have come in from the hallway to see us go. I'm sad to see you go like this, Sawatari. I hope you find happiness with Mikiko. I'm glad to see you guys go. Take good care of your grandma. Oops, I mean your wife. Seeing those two say goodbye really drives home the reality that I'm leaving this place. It's funny, I wanted nothing more to get out of this place, but now it's time to leave. I can't quite bring myself to be happy about it. Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Look, they say presents here. Before you go, I'll be needing back those presents I gave you. She takes out what seems to be a key holder from her pocket and passes it over on bracelets. The bracelets that we struggled so hard with just slip off right, I mean, like it's nothing. They just slip right off like it's nothing. The ones that would shock you and blow you up and all that kind of stuff. Whoop, click, fall right off. No big deal. There we are. Now you can go. Goodbye, Sawatari. Hurry up and get out of here already. So, goodbye now. Makoto and I give one last bow before leaving with nothing but the embarrassing clothes on our backs. A black car is waiting for us outside. As soon as we climb inside, the driver immediately drives off without a word. He must have been told where to go beforehand. As we ride down along the dark mountain path, the lights of the manor get further and further away. Eventually, they completely disappear from sight. The day after. Okay, this is weird, guys. The months go by. Contrary to what she said, the house the mistress left us was quite impressive. Then again, maybe that's just me and my low-class opinion. At any rate, the three of us started our new life there as a family. We weren't exactly well off, but we were getting by and doing alright as a family. I was a little worried at first about whether or not Makoto would accept me, but my fears turned out to be imaginary. He seems to have taken a pretty good liking to me. You can even say that we were too close, in a way. Our stay in that house changed us. The pleasure changed us. Makoto was so taken with his mother's body that he joins me in making love to her every night till she passes out from orgasming too much. Oof. And of course, tonight was going to be another night of family love. Yeah, we're going there. Come here. After taking our usual bath, Mikiko comes into the bedroom where Makoto and I are waiting on the bed. We were both ready, naked, and willing with anticipation. Every night before we go to sleep, we all come together and make love on the same bed. And then once we're exhausted, we go ahead and sleep on the same bed. It's become a daily routine of ours. Honey, Makoto, give me all of your love tonight. When she raises her arms to bundle up her wet hair, her familiar hairy pits are there to greet us. Even after we left that house, she still keeps her armpits unshaved at my request, which is weird. Both Makoto and I grew fond of that natural look of hers. She knows it too. That's why she purposely gives us glimpses every now and then. But the baby's starting to get bigger, so don't be too rough now. Like she said, her stomach is starting to get pretty big. Not long after we left, we determined right away that she was pregnant. She only has a few more months until she's due. We're still not sure who the father of the child is, but we at least know it's either me or Makoto. While Makoto came inside of her on the day of the party, I also had sex with her until morning that same night. But while we know it's one of us, I'm too scared to have a test to determine who the father really is. Whatever the case, I've decided for the child's sake to not let it bother me. Whoever sperm it might be doesn't change the fact that it's my child and Mikiko is my wife. Let's get started. After she finishes bunching up her hair, she looks at me with bedroom eyes as she starts taking off her bra. Makoto and I gulp as her huge breasts tumble out and bounce free. Due to her pregnancy, her breasts are even bigger and sexier than ever. She was always able to produce breast milk, but now that she's pregnant, it's gotten even worse. If I don't milk her every day, her breasts start to ache. Next, she slides her maternity panties down over her legs, revealing her lewd crotch and pussy. She's still clean-shaven like before. On her erect clitoris is a platinum ring that the mistress gave her as a wedding present. Don't stare. She fidgets under our watchful eyes. Honey, you first. She invites me with alluring eyes. I'll do you next after Daddy. Wait until then. Okay. He looks at her with wistful eyes and nods. Ever since we've been married, it's been customary for the husband to go first. I go over to her, drawn by her luscious aura. I couldn't do it, guys. Could not fucking do it. It's disgusting, I think. Oh, man.
Minka goes. I embrace her. As soon as we touch, my penis rubs against her stomach. Like her, I'm wearing the ring I got from the mistress over my penis. It felt a little weird at first, but I've since gotten used to it. One second, folks. It felt a little weird at first, but I've since gotten used to it. Dear, she answers my call. She was depressed for a while after she lost her husband, but she's since recovered and has accepted me as her husband. Okay, we may have been forced into this relationship, but over time we've grown to be a normal couple. She's fresh from her bath, and the pleasant smell makes my member hard. In the process, the ring on my penis clangs against the ring on her clitoris. Ah, look how hard you are. She sees my erect penis and says dreamily, I hope your cock has lots of love for me tonight. Don't worry, I have lots. I've been saving it up just for you. Ever since I got married, I completely gave up masturbation in favor of giving all my cum to Mikiko. It's been the same for Makoto too. Between both of us filling her with cum every day and night, her pussy will never grow dry. I'm putting it in now. I can't resist any longer. I take my erect member and plunge it inside. I shiver as my cock sinks inside her pussy. Even after doing this every day for months, I never get tired of how good she feels. Her ripe and mature genitals envelop my member softly while sucking against it. It feels so good that I could come just from sticking it in, but I want to keep going and enjoy it longer. Ah, I love the feeling of being inside you. I fight against the pleasures I thrust in and out of her with our rings clanging against each other all the while. I love your cock too. I love the way it throbs inside of me. It's so young and virile. My last husband was nothing in comparison. Obviously, he's a young man, and she's got this fucking young man fetish a lot of older women do. Mikiko thrusts along with me, craving more pleasure. I notice her pregnant stomach bouncing up and down along with her and start caressing it softly. You're being so rough, you're gonna make the baby stir. With my hand over her stomach, I can indeed feel the baby moving around in there. Ah, here comes my breast milk. Creamy milk shoots from her heavy breast. Oh, I just had Makoto drink it this morning and they're already swollen again. I immediately press my mouth around her nipple. More, suck it more, take it all, take all the baby's milk. The creamy taste of milk coming from her breast fuels my excitement, causing my hips to ram back and forth even harder. Oh honey, you're getting rough, are you going to come? Go ahead, come. I'm coming too. Your cock is so good, it's making me come. Yeah, that's probably not translated right. We join together as husband and wife as we prepare our bodies for the oncoming wave. I'm coming! Yes, quench my pussy's thirst for your cock milk. Alright, burn! Supposed to be it burns. I'm coming! The feeling of being filled with cum leads Mikiko to orgasm right after me. With her womb blocked off by the pregnancy, the semen I pour inside comes pouring right back out. After it's over, we put our bodies against each other and feel each other's warmth. I keep sucking on her nipples even after the milk has already stopped. I take my now flaccid penis out of her and let go of her nipples. Dear, you suck my breasts like a child. If you keep that up, my nipples are going to be worn out by the time the baby comes. She says shyly and starts pushing the semen out of her for Makoto's turn. God. Cum flows out of her pussy, wetting the sheets. Look at all your cum, honey. Alright, Makoto, daddy's done. Now it's your turn. Oh, shit. His bottled up anticipation from having to watch us have sex suddenly explodes as he clings to her. Oh my god. Ugh. Do not fucking condone this. He immediately starts fondling her huge breasts. Looks like I kept you waiting. It's time to give me your love, Makoto. God, that's so disgusting. Makoto buries his face into her pits and sniffs. Oh no, don't smell my pits like that. She fidgets shyly as her son has his fill of her armpits. I really love the smell of your pits, but it's all sweaty. It can't smell that good. But it does, it's such a naughty smell. I feel funny just smelling it. Proving what he just said, he gets a hard-on from smelling her pits. His erect member touches against her crotch. Oh, Makoto, how could you get this hard from smelling my armpits? Mikiko shivers with anticipation. She looks at his huge erect cock, unwieldy for his small frame. What a naughty child getting turned on from your mom's pits. I wonder who you'd take after. My god, that's disgusting. I think it's pretty obvious that he got that from his mother. Now stick that cock back inside. Oh my god, the pussy you were born in? No. Oh. Awful. Unable to stand any longer, he plunges his huge cock inside the hole that gave birth to him. Ugh. No. I bleach. God, so big. You're so warm inside. Mother and son are one again, joined in pleasure. Oh my god. No. 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 As soon as he's inside of her, he rams his hips back and forth against her. Ever since that day, their reservations about being mother and son have gone out the window. What? Degeneracy! This is amazing. I can feel it reverberate all the way to my womb. No! 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 My cum max is the perfect lubricant, allowing his penis to slam in and out of her with ease. They give no care to the fact they're no, as they think of nothing but achieving pleasure. No! 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 As he thrusts into her, he brings his tongue up to her hairy armpits and starts licking them. Ah, don't lick there, I'm sensitive. He ignores her and keeps licking her in an excited daze. Licking her pits arouses him even further, and he rocks his hips even harder. You're being so rough. You're gonna make me come again. He's like, I'm coming too. I'm gonna come inside you. Go ahead, fill me with your sperm. No. Makoto picks up the pace and races towards orgasm. No. Soon. No. No. No, none of this is okay. I don't care if he thrusts his fat cock in and out of her as he dumped his cum inside of her. I don't fucking care. There's so much of it that it comes spilling out. Okay. No. They pant heavily. Makoto takes his cock out of her and the cum left over inside powders to the floor. Oh my god. No, I'm not saying that either. Makoto. Like before, she pushes the rest of the semen out of her. After that, we all rest against each other for a little while until Makoto's penis suddenly gets hard again. I'm in the mood again. You're hard again already? Mikiko sees his throbbing cock and is taken surprise at his quick recovery.
Not wanting Makoto to show me up, I managed to recover with an erection of my own. You too, honey? Mikiko trembles with arousal as our two hard cocks press and throb against her stomach. Let's share our love as one big happy family. That is not what that fucking means. No. 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 The wall. Get against the wall. No. Fuck. No. She rubs her crotch back and forth against our cocks. Mikiko, Makoto, and I all rub our genitals against each other. If you count the baby in Mikiko's belly, that makes four. As Mikiko rubs her crotch against our cocks, we rub our cocks back and forth in turn. No, we rub our cocks back in turn. Okay. Our cocks rub against each other in the process, creating even more pleasant friction. Eventually, we get absorbed in the pleasure of the act. As I start sucking on her nipples again, Makoto goes for her armpit. And of course, he's coming again. As her pleasure and arousal peaks, she starts rubbing her hips with increased intensity. Makoto and I do the same. We all thrust in synchronized fashion as we head towards climax. I'm coming! Makoto's first to fire off, but I'm right on his heels. I'm coming too, as Mikiko climaxes with us, milk spurts from her nipples. I gulp down her creamy milk while I come. After achieving orgasm together, we catch our breath and soak in the afterglow. Mikiko is covered both inside and out with our musty juice. The bath she just took turned out to be for nothing. Let's continue this in bed, she says. The three of us head for bed to pick up where we left off. God, what insanity. The night is still young for our little family. We'll keep seeking pleasure over and over until we pass out. And we'll do the same thing tomorrow and the day after that. Forever and ever, as long as we have love. Okay, and that was the end of One Path of Starless. Of course, there's Mitarai there, right? Weird, right? You kind of expected Mikiko. But here's Mitarai. Nice little CGI from Mitarai. I like this one. Okay.
So there we go, guys. That's one path of Starless. So we got a new family, and we got Escape. I wonder what that big key is. I think that big key is the true ending of Starless. It's supposed to be the true ending of Starless. That has to be the master key. So, alright guys, now we're gonna go all the way back to this. Here we go. Very important part. Matter of fact, it's so important, I have to go back and look and see how to do it. I forgot what choices we're supposed to make just to get it right. But that's okay. I have a save page right here, which I'm about to pull up, that will tell me where I'm supposed to go, what I'm supposed to do. Okay. It says right here. Okay. So we're gonna go with this. Okay. Don't peek. I'm curious, but it'd be wrong to eavesdrop. Especially for a servant to do that to his employer. If they caught me, it wouldn't be pretty. Whatever's going on in there, it's probably not worth the risk. I decide to abandon my curiosity and leave. Pie doesn't have anything to do with me anyway. Better to let sleeping dogs lie. I yawn as I arrive back at the hall. I climb the stairs to the second floor and walk down the hallway as quietly as possible, being careful not to wake anyone up. As I pass by Mikiko's room, I notice something. I stop in front of her door. I think I hear something coming from the other side. First the reception room, now this. I notice that the door isn't completely shut, and that's why I can hear. I wonder what's going on. Curious, I put my ear up to the crack. In doing so, I'm able to make her out quite clearly. What the? I almost doubt my ears. She's trying to desperately suppress her voice, but it's obvious she's moaning in pleasure. Holy crap! She sounds more unhinged than you'd expect from how meek and calm she usually is. I've heard it enough to know by now. This is the sound she makes when she's in throes of passion. My first thought is that she's in there doing it with Kyochi, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Hell, Kyochi would never sneak into a servant's room at night. He'd just invite her to his room right to her face. Considering she's the only one here inside, she must be comforting herself. Gulp. My crotch burns as I listen in on her passionate moaning. The door is cracked. I can peep in if I want. Of course, that'd be rude. No one wants someone to see them like this. Maybe it'd be better if I just pretend I didn't see anything. Don't do it. Better not. Not wanting to disturb her, I fight the desire to look inside. If I have time to be goofing off like this, might as well use it to get some sleep. I pretend not to see anything and walk past her room. Funny how so many things come up when all you want to do is pee. Now I'm completely awake. Oh well, I'll probably get sleepy again once I lie back down. I turn the light off and pull the blanket up to my eyes. Good night. Soon I'm overcome by drowsiness and drift back to sleep. Day 10, folks. Now, there's a little interesting bit here, and it's that I have to do a lot of cutting. The reason why I gotta do all the cutting is because, well, we've already seen a lot of this, you see? And that means I gotta go through a lot of stuff, which are 8 scenes we've seen, and, you know, there was scat stuff.
Because I've already skipped a lot of this stuff just to see where we were at, and it takes a long time to get to where we actually need to be. So, for now, I'm going to go ahead and cut this video, and when we get back, we will be right where we need to be. And I'll be able to basically show you what you need to see, especially if I have to cut things out, which I might have to cut a few things out. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Sentai Corner with Starless, and we will be back with more Starless coming up.